Hello, and welcome to Sentencing Practice Talk, a podcast for federal sentencing practitioners presented by the U.S. Sentencing Commission. You're listening to a special mini-series on the guideline amendments effective November 1st, 2025, and will appear in the 2025 Guidelines Manual. In this episode, my colleagues Lori Baker and Roz Thomas cover the forthcoming amendment relating to firearms. Other episodes in this series cover the amendments relating to supervised release, circuit conflicts, drug offenses, and simplification. You can listen to all the episodes in this series on iTunes and Spotify, and be sure to check out our Amendments and Brief Explainer series on our website, which cover these topics as well. Without further ado, here's Lori and Ross.
So we've got a change in the primary firearm guideline 2K2.1, and that has to do with machine gun conversion devices, often called Glock switches or auto sears. I think they have a number of different things that they're called, but these are those devices that convert a semi-automatic firearm into a fully automatic firearm, right?
Absolutely.
And those have really become more prevalent in firearms cases in recent history. So need to take a look at how the guidelines are going to apply to that.
Yes. And what we saw and where this comes from is absolutely this has to do with MCDs or the machine gun conversion devices. But there are really two different firearms definitions. There's a definition of a firearm that's found in 5845A, right? That's the definition from the National Firearms Act. And that would include, right, machine guns, which includes
the machine
MCD.
Gun part.
Yeah,
right.
Any of the parts. And that definition, right, comes in when we're talking about determining the base offense level. There is a different definition for all the specific offense characteristics, and that's the firearms definition from 18 U.S.C. 921. And that definition excludes machine gun conversion devices. So what was happening is that those MCDs were not being accounted for in the context of specific offense characteristics. And there were a couple judicial decisions about this. So when someone had a lot of machine gun conversion devices, they wouldn't count for the number of firearms enhancement. Similarly, when someone trafficked MCDs, that would not be accounted for in the trafficking specific offense characteristic. So what this amendment does is make some changes to account for that behavior.
So the definitions are remaining the same in 2K2.1. We have the one definition that applies to base offense levels, the second definition that applies to specific offense characteristics, but we're making a change specifically relating to those machine gun conversion devices.
Absolutely. The definitions remain unchanged. What's going to change is that there's going to be a new specific offense characteristic that's going to account for MCDs.
So the new specific offense characteristic has a few different parts to it, right?
It does. So it provides for either a 2-level enhancement or a 4-level enhancement. And it's choose the greatest adventure. You can only get a maximum of 4. We don't get to add them up. So the 2-level enhancement would apply if either the defendant possessed 4 or more MCDs or transferred or sold an MCD or attempted or conspired to do the same. The 4-level enhancement would apply if the defendant possessed 30 or more MCDs.
So, Ross, tell me where this new specific offense characteristic is going to be located in 2K2.1.
So this is going to be located at 2K2.1B5, and its location is significant. So currently under 2K2.1, after applying, right, your base offense level B1 through B4, there is an offense level cap that caps at 29. So if you exceed 29 up to the place of B4, you would be reduced to 29 because you can't exceed that. Here, what we're doing is adding B5 and moving that cap down after. So if under the current or the updated manual, you apply your base offense level and your specific offense characteristics up to and including this new enhancement, you will be capped at 29.
So the roll cap, the offense level cap is going to move down to underneath this newly added specific offense characteristic.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sentencing Practice Talk. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't already to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify to stay up to date. If you've got a question for the helpline or want to access any of the resources discussed in this episode, you can find us at ussc.gov. Please be advised that the information provided by Commission staff is offered to assist in understanding and applying the sentencing guidelines. The information does not necessarily represent the official position of the Commission, should not be considered definitive, and is not binding upon the Commission, court, or the parties in any case. This episode was produced and published at taxpayer expense. That's all for now. Thanks for listening.